Let's move on, shall we? Because
mm-hmm,
it is this time of the morning that we welcome Barry Harrison from YMCA. Barry, good morning.
Good morning. I sense a little tension in the studio
always
this morning. A little bit of a tiff.
It's like
a
tennis match.
Radio pair here. Yeah.
Monday's mine and Saturday's is Daz. Mm-hmm. So we swapped seats. It's going well.
It's going well. Oh, fantastic.
How was your Australia Day?
My Australia Day was. I was at three very hot and sweaty basketball stadiums at the Dandenong Eltham basketball tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that tournament is, we think, the largest basketball tournament in the world, and it happens right here in Melbourne?
Well,
isn't that amazing? And,
oh, really?
And the local Casey Stadium, just over the back here, is part of it. And I was there on Saturday. And it was just absolutely flat out. So imagine this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So 10 courts, amazing stadium, Casey Stadium, and well done to the city where are we, Casey? I was just about to say Hobson's Bay. That wouldn't have gone well.
I don't know where you are, but I'll come with you.
No, here in Casey. So Casey Stadium, 10 courts, and you've probably got roughly 50 people per court, 20 players, coaches, parents, etc.
Wow.
So every hour on the hour, you've got 500 people coming into the stadium and out of the stadium, and that's happening right across Melbourne at stadiums of 10, of 3, of 2, of whatever. Yes, a massive, massive basketball tournament in which I was a part of, and we won't mention results, of course.
We won't, of course.
No, not this time, maybe next year. that's what my Australia Day was, of sweating it out in basketball stadiums.
Very Australian.
After basketball stadiums and being very Australian, anything sport.
Exactly right.
Anything sport.
Yeah, and look, with the hot weather, and wasn't it amazing?
Mm.
And still is an amazing weekend. Hot, humid. Our pools have just been incredibly well patronised.
Yep.
I think that's a word. And also, look, and I really appreciate all of our guests, all of our people have come along to use the pools because generally been really, really well behaved, which is fantastic. And I know it's hard because it's hot, it's humid, especially when you've got little kids, they can be a handful at times. So, yeah, it's been a great weekend for us here in YMCA, Casey.
We'll also be, I guess members will be asking for the pool to be heated in a couple of days' time because we're dropping down to about 15 degrees or something, 15 degrees on Tuesday and Wednesday. Ridiculous.
Well, I know, but there's no dramas about that one. They are well and truly heated at the moment.
Enjoy the facilities over there. And you've got a very special guest you brought in this morning too, Baz.
We have. We've brought in Monica Ellis, or commonly called Monny. Monny is, in all seriousness, incredibly well known in gymnastic circles in Victoria and Australia, and a real sort of guru, as I call her, in the gymnastics area. And she's coming here to talk to us about gymnastics in the city of Casey, which is amazing. So welcome, Moni.
Oh, thanks, Baz. So kind.
Absolute pleasure. So tell us about the two programs we have going here in gymnastics in the city of Casey.
Absolutely. So currently we have two programs running in Berwick and one in Endeavour Hills, both of which are very successful. So we've just reached over 1,000 members, which is a record high for us. So we're all very, very excited. We are absolutely in the business of keeping kids active and healthy and ensuring they're having a great time, learning all their fundamental basics through gymnastics. So all ages, all abilities. We welcome everyone in with open arms and hope they have a good time in our centres.
Now, the Berwick Leisure Centre has a really unusual claim to fame. Do you want to tell us what that is?
So we're actually a pack-up, set-up gymnastics venue.
Oh.
So there's not a whole lot of those left in Australia. We do make sure that we are setting up, packing up every day, so our classes will run. We are a shared facility with the school, so the school has the venue during the day. Then we come in after school hours, set up an entire gymnastics venue, and then pack it away at night, and we are actually the largest set-up, pack-up gymnastics venue in Australia.
Wow, that sounds intense.
Yeah, so our coaches put in the hard yards. It's a good group of kids, and they're very, very good.
I kind of feel like there's a whole heap of music intros we could play for you as Moni too.
Oh yeah,
thinking ABBA.
Look, I'm all about a music intro, so I'll let you guys work on
money,
that.
Money, money, money.
Yeah, we like that. Maybe next time you come in. What's your background, Molly?
So I'm gymnastics through and through. Mm-hmm. So started as a gymnast in YMCA programming when I was 5 years old. Went all the way through as a junior coach, then started coaching recreational, competitive, through to sort of the more administrative side as a coordinator. And here I am, so overseeing all the gymnastics program in KC now.
Is this where your heart really is? What do you enjoy out of your journey with gymnastics over the years? What have you enjoyed the most?
I think taking away the gymnastics side of things is our sport is perfect for anyone who is wanting to learn fundamental basics. Mm. And I don't just believe that gymnastics sets you up for just sporting basics, but it also sets you up for all your life skills. So I'm a big fan of what we do. I think it's really, really important. And so to be able to deliver that to so many members of our community is just wonderful.
Do you know what I love about this is that you've got your kids, your little people, and they absolutely love what they're doing, but you are really disguising health and fitness in so much fun. They would not even know that what they are doing is so beneficial for their health by having fun.
Yeah, and we even have programs for adults as well because they recognise that. You know, there they see it as sort of a different alternative to jumping on the treadmill. So, yeah, please, guys, come along.
Gymnastics, I'm not sure about getting one of those little leotards or something. I could try.
I'll let you keep the leotard.
Good,
thank you. Jeez, thank you.
I tell you what, I had a picture in my mind then. Which wasn't
Oh, well, I'm seeing Richard Simmons. Is that his name?
We do not want to go there. Absolutely. We will not be going there.
So gymnastics in Casey is huge, and the next couple of years is actually going to get bigger. Moni, how many people do we have at Berwick and Endeavour doing gymnastics?
So just over 2,000 at the sites we have now.
Wow.
Hopefully with the opening of the Casey Stadium venue, we will jump up to over 3,000 in time, but it will make us one of the largest providers of gymnastics in Australia. So we're very lucky.
That is incredible. So how does it work? I mean, you're saying you set up, you pack up, you're after hours. What does this involve?
Yeah, so again, with our Berwick venue, so our coaches will come in and set up the entire gymnastics hall. We have classes on the hour every hour, so 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock and onwards. Groups come in based on their age. They do their 1 hour gymnastics class. If they are a little bit more advanced, we have some options for them as well. So they go a little bit longer. And then same at our Endeavour Hills venue. The only difference is that one is set up permanently.
It's very refreshing because when we were younger, it was always gymnastics or little athletics that you got involved with. And as we continued to move along over the last few years, it became more outdoor sports. And whilst gymnastics and little ass are still doing well, probably not the exposure is what we remember. So it's nice to know they're still part of kids' lives and families' lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that Gymnastics Victoria has done a lot of studies, and they have said that by the year 2020, gymnastics will overtake netball as the largest growing sport in Victoria. Okay. So
we're seeing a massive growth and interest, and I'm talking right across the YMCA here in gymnastics. So, you know, Casey, we're going to 3,000 hopefully within about 12 months or so, but right across Victoria especially, but also across Australia, we're seeing enormous interest again, because I think you're right, Daz, it did drop off a lot, but we're seeing that growth in gymnastics because people see it as a great foundation for all sports, a great way to be healthy and you know, active. And then if you are good and half decent, you can get into the competitive side of things.
I'm going to put you on the spot, Moni, and no, it's okay. Just roughly, what is the age of your youngest participant and your oldest?
So we start at walking.
Okay.
So we have some 1-year-olds in our program. We'll start at one, and then we go all the way up to an older adults program. So we have some 70-year-olds that actually come
amazing.
In. Yeah.
You said 70, look at me for. Like, wow, kind of knocking on the door, but not.
The majority of participants, those in our gymnastics, probably range from what, about 4 to about 12?
Yeah, 4 to 12 is our main demographic.
So, Daz, you missed the boat. Now, Daz and Baz, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. You want to talk about something that's happening over at Race this week?
Yeah, look, thanks, Cindy. Just everyone that does use Casey Race, be aware that we've got floor work starting around the pool area at Casey Race. Now, what this means is tonight, after hours. We're going to have people coming in, and what they're going to be doing is taking the mats away, but taking the old surface, which is very slippery. That's why we've got the mats there, taking that right away, getting into the concrete to prepare it for another surface which won't be as slippery, and so we won't have to use the mats. Now, this is going to be a very interesting operation because we don't know exactly how it's going to go. We don't know exactly we're going to meet when we start taking away the concrete, that top layer of concrete. And so can you please just bear with us as we try and manage this situation as well as possible? We're anticipating it's going to take approximately 16 weeks to be able to get all of this done. That's if everything goes okay, and we don't think it will. So, but we don't know what it's going to meet.
And I guess it's as less disruption as you can possibly be, but it's like roadworks, it needs to happen, so please bear with the good staff.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Baz and Monty, great to have you joining us. Have a great rest of your week. We'll see you next Monday. Baz, hopefully we'll be in a better mood here next Monday.
Yeah, look, I'm sure, Daz, you'll be your normal chirpy self.
Thank you, Baz.
18 minutes past 7. Moni, thank you so very, very, very much for your time this morning. It is Extra Butter with Cindy and Daz.